Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Mild and clear start to the day out there with 60s mainly being reported across the DMV. And then later on today, the heat comes on. We've got a forecast high of 90 degrees. That's going to be a degree shy of the record for this day set back in 2017 of 91 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
63 degrees in Rockville, 67 degrees in Ashburn, 64 degrees Fort Washington.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. Coming up,
an emergency weekend juvenile curfew goes into effect at National Harbor. We have reaction. I'm Shayna Stulen.
D.C. police arrested several more teens in connection with a robbery at a CVS. In the middle of Passover, vandals strike a synagogue in Montgomery County.
Part of the Dulles Greenway is planning for pounding feet instead of vehicle wheels. I'm Sandy Kozel.
It's part of Washington Spring, the big temperature swing. I'm Dick Uliano.
And the cap season comes to an end after a loss to the Rangers. 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has landed in Saudi Arabia to meet with Gulf state leaders before heading to Jordan and Israel. Blinken arrived just hours after the latest presidential call with Israel.
On Sunday, President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, reaffirming the U.S.'s commitment to Israel, while also reviewing ongoing talks to secure the release of hostages, together with an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The two leaders also discussed increasing delivery of humanitarian assistance into Gaza, including preps for a new northern crossing this week. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden has been on the phone with Oklahoma's governor pledging federal help after storms killed at least four people and left a trail of destruction. KWTV's Adie Crawford listened to stories of survival from the hard-hit town of Sulphur.
Devastated.
Decades of downtown Sulphur's history is erased.
Never seen anything like this, for sure.
A downtown bar owner, thankful to see another day.
And I just literally saw all the windows implode straight to me. Then the water started coming in, and I thought, I'm going to die here.
Nearly making it out as the building crashed on top of her.
I guess it wasn't my time to die.
Justin, medical device maker Philips says it's reached a $1.1 billion deal to settle lawsuits over faulty sleep machines. Since 2021, the company has been battling a series of crises over its DreamStation machines for sleep apnea. Opening statements are expected today in the trial of seven people charged with using a charity to feed children during the pandemic as a front to steal money. CBS News Minnesota reporter Pauline Lee has more on the trial.
Prosecutors say the defendants lied about the number of meals they distributed and used the nonprofit Feeding Our Future to help submit false claims for meal reimbursements from the federal government. They then collected millions to buy luxury vehicles, homes, exotic vacations, among other things.
Attorneys for the seven defendants say they did not knowingly defraud the government. There's a new server at a Bay Area restaurant that runs on chips and not tips. CBS's Itai Hod.
At the Cajun Kraken Seafood Restaurant east of San Francisco.
I am leaving for delivery.
Rosie the Robot.
Rosie's cute. I like Rosie.
Very futuristic.
She's been working here for the last 2 months now.
People are excited to see her.
Rosie delivers food, picks up dirty dishes. She can't actually take orders, at least not yet.
Investigators say an illegal New Mexico spa reused needles for so-called vampire facials, which involves blood to rejuvenate the skin. Three women were infected with HIV from it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 3:03, Monday, April 29th, 2024. The high today, 89. Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. The top local stories we're following this hour. An emergency weekend curfew for young people 16 and under has now gone into effect at the National Harbor. It was prompted by rowdy and criminal behavior involving hundreds of teens on the waterfront earlier in April. WTOP Shayna Estulin has reaction.
I could tell the difference with the security.
Samantha says on Saturday she saw police talking to parents and questioning teens.
I guess they're realizing, oh, wow, it is really real. It's going into effect.
She says she wants tighter security to continue and police to be monitoring behavior of kids from all backgrounds.
So we've never seen a problem at night. We've seen
We're old, so we're in bed by 9:30.
We're not hanging around out here at 1 in the morning.
Max and Jan Gibbs, who've enjoyed their visits to the area over the years, say given the chaos that broke out, a curfew may be helpful.
Not that our young people are bad, but sometimes guidance and supervision helps them make good decisions.
Shayna Estulin, WTOP News.
The increase in security this past weekend may have also been due to the commander's NFL draft party at the harbor. County police say they will release data on how many curfew warnings were doled out. Several more teens have been arrested in connection with the robbery of a CVS in the Navy Yard. D.C. police say the five teens are among a group of 20 who hit the store on New Jersey Avenue in Southeast back on April 16th. They are accused of trying to leave the store without paying. When confronted by a security guard, one of the teens threw a bottle at the guard. Two of the most recent arrests include two 15-year-olds who were also wanted in connection with an unrelated assault on the National Mall. The other three suspects include a 14, 15, and 16-year-old. As the Jewish community celebrates the festival of Passover, a synagogue in Rockville was vandalized Saturday night. The vandalism involved a banner in the front of the Temple of Beth Ami on Travilla Road, that's just south of Darnestown Road. The banner had read, "We Stand with Israel," and it had been up in front for quite some time. Montgomery County Police received the call just before 9 a.m. Sunday morning. So far, police do not know who's responsible. The Dulles Greenway is hosting its fourth annual Run the Greenway race next Saturday, May 4th. WTOP Sandy Kozel reports on what that means for participants and for those who normally drive the route.
For drivers, it means no westbound travel on the Dulles Greenway from 4:30 to 11:30 on Saturday morning. The Greenway will stay open for eastbound travel. The closed section is expecting to host some 2,000 Northern Virginia runners and their families for 5 and 10K races and a kids' fun run, followed by a post-race celebration with music and food trucks. This fourth annual run, which raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for charities, is the first Star Wars-themed Run the Greenway, which starts and ends at Loudoun Station. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
It's not uncommon to have big temperature swings when it's springtime in our area. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports on the change from cold and windy to sunny and hot.
The temperature swing from Saturday's raw, rainy weather to Monday's expected heat could be 30 degrees or more.
Generally, we're expecting high temperatures to peak in the upper 80s. Maybe we might hit that 90-degree mark.
National Weather Service forecaster Jeremy Geiger says temps in the upper 80s will carry on into Tuesday.
It's not uncommon for these big swings during the spring.
The quick change is the result of a shift in wind.
The flow of air originating more from the south, even south-southeast.
It's not just southerly breezes raising the temperature.
That combined with clearer skies allow for more of the sun to heat up the ground.
Temps in the 80s are expected to last through Wednesday. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP.
What to watch in the upcoming April jobs report. I'm Mark Hamrick with more on the implications of this closely watched economic report just ahead.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
So my husband's eating healthy, I'm gluten-free, our daughter's vegan, and our son loves burgers, and that makes it really hard to choose a place to eat, which is why Silver Diner has become our go-to restaurant. Their flexitarian menu offers something for all of us, and they use fresh, locally sourced ingredients. It's the one place we can all agree on.
Check out Silver Diner and find something for everyone. Silver Diner, much more than a diner.
It's 308.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s. Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Stephanie. New accident called out by Prince George's County Beltway outer loop before the 95 interchange in Maryland. This replaces the accident also in Prince George's County that was before Pennsylvania Avenue. It has been cleared out of the left lane and the left shoulder, so there are no delays, even with this accident reported on the outer loop before 95. On the inner loop between the Potomac River and River Road, two right lanes are blocked. The two left lanes get by that road work, but not seeing any delay in Montgomery County. And things on the Beltway in Virginia running just fine. All lanes are clear and you'll find no delays at all. There is road work going on in Woodbridge or Lorton on northbound Richmond Highway, US 1 near Mount Vernon Highway, where this is bridge work closes the two left lanes. Also northbound 95 in Virginia, the left lane closed at Virginia 610. Then two left lanes are blocked on the approach to Russell Road. Traffic getting by in that far right lane, light volume, so the delays aren't really there. But once you clear Russell Road, all lanes open up for the ride over the Occoquan to the Springfield interchange. There's also ongoing mobile closures along the left side, along pretty much the entire stretch of 95, starting north of Warrenton Road to the Springfield interchange. This is bridge maintenance operations. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Well, it felt like late winter on Saturday, spring yesterday, and now we're going to get a taste of summer with forecast highs later on of around 90 degrees. That's 1 degree shy of the record on this day of 91 degrees set back in 2017. And also, the average high between July 6th and July 27th, the hottest time of the year, is 90 degrees. So summer-like out there. So take plenty of breaks in the shade, drink lots of water, and apply and reapply sunscreen later on today. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now it's 65 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Mark Hamrick.
The surprisingly robust job market. I'm Mark Hamrick with a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. Amid volatility in these complicated times, the surprisingly robust nation's job market continues to shine as a beacon. The upcoming April employment report promises insights into our current standing. Job gains have consistently exceeded expectations, with economists forecasting around 200,000 new jobs in April. Job growth in the first 3 months of the year has surpassed the monthly average for all of last year. Although job openings have decreased from their peak, opportunities for job seekers remain plentiful. Unemployment nationally has remained below 4%, marking an enduring trend since January 2022. It's the longest stretch of sub 4% unemployment since the 1960s. For job seekers, staying informed on market trends, updating skills, and seizing available opportunities are essential action items. I'm Mark Hamrick.
Coming up on WTOP, a local cancer center is training community members to become healthcare ambassadors. 312.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Download the WTOP app and choose it from your car's display so you never miss the stories you want to know.
Good news on gas prices.
The local news you need to know.
This just in.
Or the traffic you want to avoid.
Avoid 66 if you can.
WTOP News. Facts matter. On Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA.
Energy production is highly innovative. And we spoke to Virginia State Senator Scott Surovell for WTOP's Energy Strategy
energy series.
You can put methane capture system on a landfill. You could take that, stick it in the pipe, and use it to heat your house using biological methane and reducing methane emissions into the air, which is one third of the climate change problem.
To listen to the whole discussion with Senator Saravelle, visit WTOP.com for the Energy Strategy Series, sponsored by Washington Gas.
For more than 175 years, Washington Gas has been part of Washington, D.C., serving as the National Capital Region's most reliable source of energy. WGL intends to remain a key driver of the energy that will be crucial to our region's continued growth and success. We're bringing new ideas and innovation to the forefront. We're investing in energy efficiency, modernizing our system while continuing to be the company you can trust for your energy needs. We're focused on safe, affordable, reliable energy, and we're committed to continuing to make a difference in our communities for the next 175. Visit dmvenergyvoice.com to learn more.
Coming up, a federal law offering job protection to pregnant women nationwide. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Catch your breath. We've got a race for you. Join us for the first ever May the 4th Be With You Star Wars themed edition of Run the Greenway 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run on May 4th. Get ready to run with your favorite Star Wars characters and enjoy a fun-filled event for the whole family. May the Force be with you. Register at DulleGreenway.com. That's DulleGreenway.com to learn more and register today.
Washington's top news on your radio and on your phone with the free WTOP app, giving you the smartest smartphone in town.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
There's been a decline in the number of people, especially minorities, getting breast, colon, and lung cancer screenings since the COVID-19 pandemic. A local cancer center is training community members to become healthcare advocates.
Fear may be the reason that many minorities are not getting back into cancer screenings.
And so sometimes it's easier to just push it back in the back of someone's mind as opposed to facing it head on.
Hannah Safran, a community health associate with the GW Cancer Center, says there are also other reasons.
It takes a long time to get to certain healthcare offices. Sometimes the offices don't feel as welcoming. These are all structural barriers that can make it really difficult.
Safran says they're working to remove those barriers.
Which is why we have neighborhood health ambassadors. We want to meet people where they are in the community.
This is part of our continuing coverage of people making a difference in our community. To find out more, go to WTOP.com. Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. already have laws that require employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports on a federal law offering that job protection nationwide.
With the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, an employee having trouble performing their job because of pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition can ask for a reasonable accommodation. That might include a piece of equipment, additional breaks, or a different schedule. It applies to private employers and public sector employers that have 15 or more employees. If your employer says no, reach out to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. This month, the EEOC issued its final regulation to carry out the law, and the final regulation goes into effect June 18th. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
After a successful inaugural year of girls flag football in Maryland, the program is expanding.
After operating in 10 high schools in Frederick County last year, the program is expanding to Baltimore, Montgomery, and Washington counties. Under Armour and the Baltimore Ravens are providing uniforms, funding, and other support to make it happen. Under Armour's Trey Evans says sports plays a crucial role in helping young women develop into future leaders. 280 Frederick County girls participated in the sport in 2023. Middletown captured the championship. In 2024, 51 high schools across Maryland will participate in girls flag football, which is growing across the country and will even be part of the Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles in 2028. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. At least four people are dead after severe weather spawns tornadoes in Oklahoma. We'll tell you what a new CBS News poll is telling us about who voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin want to see in the White House. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Stephanie. They're looking for this accident reported on the Beltway in Prince George's County before 95. Not seeing any delays because of this. Now, there are no lanes blocked, very possibly over on a shoulder. Otherwise, traffic on the Beltway, both in Maryland and in Virginia, running well with only one work zone, and that is on the Beltway Inner Loop in Montgomery County, north of the Potomac River to River Road. Two right lanes are blocked. We're getting some word out of Howard County about possible lane closures affecting both the directions of U.S. 1, Baltimore Avenue at Patuxent Range Road. There could be lane closures in either direction, but not seeing any major delays. And traffic on the BW Parkway in Maryland running just fine. Between the two beltways, there is a road work going on in Montgomery County on northbound 270. It's between Goody Drive heading out past Clapper Road. Right lane is blocked, but not seeing any delays. That's in the local lanes. The through lanes are wide open with no major delay. Also in Montgomery County, 198 eastbound between Old Columbia Pike and Riding Stable Road. They're telling us that there's ongoing milling and paving operations. That's right before Route 29 in Burtonsville over in the far right lane. So if you're getting by over there, be prepared for some of that the ridged road there, which is a little bit difficult. A very difficult ride could slow you down a little bit, but not seeing any major delays even with this activity. The Costello College of Business at George Mason University educates aspiring entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. Costello means business. Learn more at business.gmu.edu. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
We got a taste of late winter on Saturday, spring yesterday, and now today we're going to get a taste of summer with mostly sunny skies and a forecast high of 90 degrees. If we hit 90 today, which is looking more and more likely, it'll be the first 90 degree day of the year, 1 degree shy of the record of 91 set back in 2017. And typically what we see in the middle of July during the hottest time of the year, our average high is 90 degrees. So very much like a summer day today. That means take plenty of breaks in the shade, drink lots of water, apply, reapply that sunscreen, and wear loose-fitting clothing. Tomorrow looking pretty similar with forecast highs maybe a degree or two cooler thanks to the chance for an afternoon shower or storm along an approaching cold front. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
66 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, a man has been arrested in connection with a deadly stabbing outside of Audi Field in D.C. More news in 60 seconds.
My name is Latoy Adams. I served in the Army. Being with Paralyzed Veterans of America, they have showed me so much is possible.
I'm Sean Castle, served in the United States Army. I went from laying in a hospital bed dying to being a professional wheelchair basketball player. And it started with that one moment where there's life. I am unstoppable because Paralyzed Veterans of America is by my side.
We are unstoppable.
Learn more at pva.org.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
Washington's top news, WTOP. Facts matter.
It's 3:22. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. Thanks for being with us. A man has been arrested in connection with a deadly stabbing outside of Audi Field in D.C. It was an hour before a D.C. United game when 49-year-old Waleed Shabazz is accused of attacking a 41-year-old Martin Gross Jr. of Northwest. D.C. police believe a workplace dispute was behind the stabbing. D.C. United officials say the incident did not change their kickoff time. The team is also working with investigators. The warm weather may be drawing prospective home buyers out to open houses as the traditionally busy spring real estate season continues. WTOP's Michael Toscano reports Washington, D.C. remains a competitive market.
If you're selling in the city, real estate brokerage website Redfin says you'll probably get 3 offers and sell in about 43 days. Those are the averages. The median sales price in March was $640,000. And Atom Data Solutions reports D.C. area homeowners who sold in March saw an average profit of $161,000. The Urban Turf real estate website says from a pure dollar perspective, for the first quarter of the year, sellers in the 20015 zip code, Chevy Chase, Barnaby Wood, and Tenleytown had the highest average seller gain citywide at just over $481,000. Michael Toscano, WTOP News.
Many high school seniors are now making the decision not to go to college, opting instead to attend trade schools. ABC's Alexis Christophorus reports the corporate world is taking notice.
Walmart, among the companies now removing college degree requirements from some corporate jobs that pay six-figure salaries. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the CEO of Walmart U.S. says having the right skills can sometimes be more important than having the right degree.
Let's say you wanted to be a technician, or a truck driver, or a robot tech, or a pharmacy tech. We have those programs where you can do that on the job while you're working, and they lead to great careers.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin isn't exactly a surrogate for Donald Trump. Youngkin won his job by keeping an arm's length from the former president. Speaking to CNN while on a European trade mission, Youngkin also appears leery of Trump's new threats to impose stiff tariffs on a whole range of countries and regions.
I think that the specifics of combating unfair trade practices are going to need to be levied against particular countries that are not trading fairly.
He appeared on CNN's State of the Union.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum, solving what's next for the intelligence community.
Here's Frank Hanrahan.
Capitals season comes to a close with a 4-2 loss to the New York Rangers in Game 4 of their opening round playoff series. So the Capitals swept for the first time since 2011. The Capitals got off to a slow start, allowed a goal just 1 minute into the contest, and that was pretty much the tempo set there as the Capitals playing from behind. Did even up at 2-2, but then the Rangers scored on the power play, then an empty netter, and that was it. Caps now looking to the offseason 4-2 win for the Rangers as they move on in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Nationals looking for the sweep against the Marlins down in Miami on Monday night. Nats were down 7-0, came back, beat the Marlins 12-9. Nick Senzel with two homers, a two-run shot, and a three-run.